Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. George Wilder Jr. Show. We are now on the air, broadcasting live from Chicago, and I'm going to tell you, it's just a beautiful Saturday evening here. We still have daylight at 6:02 straight up Chicago time. I'm in my studio, and you know what? There is a fest that's been going on outside of my studio. It started early this morning, and it's about wrapping up now. And it's some sort of a retail kind of fest where they're putting up tents and they're selling their wares and stuff like that. And people are it's just a beautiful, wonderful weather-wise day, and people are out buying and shopping. I mean, it's a fest, a shop fest, call it that, that's going on right in front of me as I speak to you on the radio today, internet radio. And it's great to see that. It's great to see people out there buying, people spending money, people adding to the economy. That's a great, you know. My son is out there somewhere. Hopefully he's buying something and so he can know what to, he can, you know, help in trying to boost the economy. But I don't know. He might be out there just enjoying the weather. Anyway, I hope he stays safe because, you know, this is Chicago. This is Chicago. And don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful city. It's a place where I live, but I still, some shenanigans going on in the political world in this city, in this state, and something that I don't like, and a lot of us who live in this state do not like, and a lot of us, we address. Illinois politicians do not care about the budget, and they don't. They really do not care about the budget. They don't care. Because if they cared, they would have had one a lot sooner. I mean, we have been in a shutdown since July. God's heaven that it would last for this long without these people not caring about the budget. And Rauner, there's no doubt about it, his administration is thuggish. These are some thuggish people. He sent out his thuggish minions. They fire him at all. If you say something against the administration and you working in the administration, and if you say, whether you're Republican or Democrat, basically he gets rid of you. And then he tries to spin his way out of it, you know, lie his way out of it and say, well, you weren't a good employee. Right? I mean, Rauner and his, you know, minions, the people who kiss his butt, you know, they're just thugs. They treat people like thugs. I mean, they send nasty emails, snarky emails to other lawmakers, my way or the highway. Then they get on television, and then they have to spin it and everything. This guy, he's a criminal. He should be out. He's corrupt. And I don't know why the General Assembly doesn't, you know, check and balance this guy. That's one of their jobs. They're not doing it, as far as I can see, as far as I know. They're just sitting back letting this guy have his way with turning this state upside down. And we living here, but they fail to look at and they fail to realize high taxes and with a roguish governor like Bruce Rauner in Illinois, people are leaving. People are moving. Even I want to move out because I don't want to be paying the high taxes that the city is proposing and get passed. We're paying enough taxes. Then we got this rogue governor who won't give the state a budget. The state has never been without a like this before in the history of Illinois. He comes in. I mean, he thinks he knows better than anybody else. He knows better than the people who have been in politics before. When this is his first go around as any type of political, as governor of anything or as in any political office, for that matter, he has none. But yet he thinks he can outsmart other people who have been in 30, 40 years. And he thinks he's the smartest guy on earth. He's the dumbest guy on earth because we have never, ever been in this situation. Businesses are moving. Residents are moving. The population of the city of Chicago, the population is shrinking. We will soon be not the third largest city in the United States. We will soon be the fourth largest city in the United States because we're losing population. People are moving because of what I'm talking about. And they're not moving because this is not a beautiful town. They're not moving because of the crime. They're not moving because, you know, they don't have the they can afford it. They're moving because of the politics. I mean, if you constantly go up on taxes, especially sale taxes, people are going to go to the suburbs and pick up whatever they need for less money. And I don't blame them. I mean, people are tired of being held to death. We are trying to make ends meet. We are working every day. We are trying to add to the economy. We are trying to be a part of it. But these guys, they want to stick their hands in our pockets. They're in bad shape because of you. No, 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 no. Chicago is in bad shape because of politicians. They mismanaged. They didn't know what they were doing. I used to think politicians and lawyers were some of the smartest people on earth. Young and naive, okay? Because that's not the case. You know, and I think most young people think that. Think that politicians, because they're smart, they have to be intelligent. A lot of them are not. They're just as dumb and stupid as the Republicans, you know. And so Illinois, they do not care about the people. They don't. I mean, and they're proving it and they're showing it. And they don't care who knows and who do not know. You know, Rauner is not his job. And I'm not the only one who is espousing that. I've heard other talk show hosts say the same thing. The guy is just not on par. And he doesn't give a damn. There's no way you can make him or try to persuade him to get for Illinois. This is ridiculous. Like I said in so many shows, I'm pretty sure you've heard this, we are being governed by the courts. We are not being governed by politicians that we vote into office to represent us. We are being governed by the courts. The courts are the ones that are keeping the door open in Illinois, not Bruce Rauner, not the legislature. They can't stand each other. They're not talking. They're not compromising. They're not trying to come up with a solution. And a lot of the funding for some of the HC has dried up. So a lot of it has been eliminated. Rauner has put a cap on it, stopped it, or let it run out. And a lot of jobs a lot of agencies had to close their doors because they have been defunded. And like I've just said, a lot of programs that are still running, they're running because of court orders. A lot of the lottery winners, they can't get their lottery winning if they've won. If you won the lottery, if you won over $30,000, $40,000 in the lottery, you can't get it because of the state budget. And I still don't understand what does that have to do with the state budget? What does that have to do? And a lot of winners are not getting paid. And they are suing the state. They are suing Governor Rauner. But he's not budging. He's not budging at all. If you want to do one thing, who have won, that's their money. It's not the state's money. Why is the state holding up their lottery winnings? It doesn't belong to the state. It's just ridiculous after ridiculous going on in this town. And it must get the hell out. But you don't want to run from your state. You don't want to run from the city. You want to stay there and try to change a lot of things that are going on that's not good. And I see this all the time. I see too many people who are dissatisfied with where they live, and they try to relocate. But, you know, it's better to stay where you are and fight these son of a guns. Don't let them run you out of your city, your town that you love, without a fight. Like I've said so many times, we are the 99%. We are the 1%. It doesn't take a lot of math to know that we outrank them. We outnumber them. So if we do this, we get the numbers, we can change things. And you can always change things with your vote. And but still in all, you know, November 2016 is probably, is not that far, over a year from now. So we have over a year to get our stuff together and throw these guys out. Throw these guys and girls out of office who are not doing things in the best of you, me, and this state. You know, I'm a little calmer today than I have been in some of the radio. I'm a little calmer, but that's because maybe I'm all shouted out or I'm all ranted out or my passion is kind of waned a little bit, but I'm still on the same ideas, on the same thing every day because I am going to, it says I have 90 seconds initial something. Okay. All right. Uh-oh. I did something stupid. I programmed the show for 15 minutes instead of 90. So I'm going off the air. So, wow. All righty. I'm going off the air. I'm going to show for later on tonight. So stay with me. Stay with me. I've goofed up and scheduled this show for 15 minutes, and I'm getting ready to go off the air. But stay with me. I should be back on within an hour. I'm going to reschedule the show. All right, everybody. Stay with me. I should be back in 1 hour, okay? Because this is my fault. What it is, you know, it just happens. People make mistakes. All right. Okay. I'm going to go off. I'm going to play some music and just go right on. I'm sorry about that. It surprised me too. But give me an hour and I'll be right back. Things happen.